All right, that was Girls Aloud with Love Machine. Now we're carrying on with the guests today. It's three guests in a row today, which I think deserves a round of applause. Well, that was really lacklustre from my guest now. I'm joined in the studio by John Paul Windham, who's the band director of Brentwood Imperial Youth Band. And he's here to talk about military tattoos. So it's lovely to meet you. And I know your dad.
Everyone knows my dad, Michelle, everyone.
Your dad's not in the microphone, but you can wave. That's good for radio. There we go. Who's a friend of Paul Yarrow, who will be listening out there in Billericay ears, and he's a trombone player. So good morning to Paul. John Paul, military tattoos. Tell us where the term, actually, tattoo comes from, and actually what a military tattoo is, because I'm not familiar. So tell us all about it.
Yeah, a military tattoo. Well, this year, the Brentwood Imperial Youth Band celebrates its Silver Jubilee year. Mm-hmm. Since its formation in 1990, the band has performed at various military tattoos around Europe and the USA. The band feels it now time to show the people of Brentwood what a tattoo really is. We have started to make plans to deliver an exciting local tattoo on Saturday the 11th of July. Mm-hmm. That will be a very prominent event for Brentwood.
So tell us what, because I don't know what a military tattoo is. So is it where you get people in the military that are in the bands, that they perform all over the world?
Almost. It's like a band festival. The term tattoo comes from the Dutch phrase, do den tap toe, meaning turn off the taps, a cry that signalled publicans to stop serving ale to British soldiers in the 1600s before they locked up the castle.
Right.
And then over the years, obviously many, many years, that became a ceremonial aspect.
Yeah.
We're very pleased that our event will take place in the grounds of Brentwood County High School, a fantastic setting. The arena is open to the elements, but nonetheless, it's a great setting that will enable us to be self-contained with the correct amount of space to choreograph a professional tattoo.
Is this walking? When you're playing, and you're walking in all different directions,
yeah,
and crossing.
Imagine a football stadium,
yeah,
without a football pitch,
right?
Well, although technically it's a football pitch, and we'll be playing on there. We are very thrilled to announce that the band of Her Majesty's Royal Marines School of Music will be participating in the Brentwood Tattoo once again on Saturday, 11th of July, along with ourselves, the Brentwood Imperial Youth Band, the Royal British Legion Band and Corps of Drums Romford, 14th Eastleigh Scout and Guide Band, buglers from the Burgess Till Marching Youth, a mass Corps of Drums feature with over 50 drummers, yeah, and the Brentwood Air Training Corps will form a Guard of Honour. That's over a cast of over 250 participants.
Wow.
We have a target audience of 1,100 people, many of whom we hope will be local, and grandstands have been hired to seat all. The Brentwood Tattoo has its own Facebook page under the heading Brentwood Tattoo, and also there's a website where tickets for the event will go on sale from April the 2nd.
Yep.
We decided to do it April the 2nd because April Fool's Day didn't seem quite right. And that's the under the website, www.brentwoodtattoo.com. You can pre-register an interest for tickets, and we have been amazed by the amount of people that have already pre-registered for tattoo tickets at brentwoodtattoo.com. All ticket purchases offer unreserved seating within a chosen ticket category and must be presented on the day to gain entrance on the day. Gates open from 5 o'clock for lawn picnics, where there will be vendor concessions of hog roast, ice cream, beer from Brentwood Brewery Company. What a fantastic local,
yep,
guys they are. Yeah. Roland, absolutely fantastic. A Pim's tent, homemade cakes and tea and coffees, and invited exhibitors. So we're trying to encourage people to come early before the tattoo actually starts, just before 7 o'clock.
I was going to say to you, what do you play?
Being a drummer, then people always say, "Oh, you don't actually play, then, do you?" So,
yeah, actually,
a drummer. Yeah, I'm sure Paul Yarrow's just said that. Being a trombone player, they're quite. But there is a phrase that says the conductor should never ask the trombones nothing because they don't understand. But they never mind.
So,
drummers can fight back. Yeah.
So it's bad enough, really, when you think about musicians, and most people would sit behind a kit, or you're playing, sitting down. But you've actually got to not only play and obviously read or learn the parts. You've got to walk across in front of people. Say, how long? You've got, well, we're in March now. How long have you got to train to actually get this perfected?
For the Brentwood Imperial Youth Band, the tattoo on Saturday, the 11th of July, will be our last public performance before we fly out to Moscow to do exactly the same thing we're going to be doing at the Brentwood Tattoo,
yeah,
in Red Square in front of 14,000 people.
Oh, wow.
So, we're training all the time. Everything we do, our next gig or the first gig of 2015 is the Brentwood Fun Run, where you'll see us leading the runners up to the start line. And it's quite exciting, really, because traditionally that's a time where, as a band, we don't take necessarily players. We have an open door policy. We have a music for all type of ethos. It only costs £1 a week to be a member, and we can supply an instrument and coach him for that. And the fun run, because we haven't performed for marching wise since the Remembrance Day, so there's lots of newbies in it, and we've got between, they should already be at the standard if they've got their uniform, but we've got a few months to get them 110%.
And how, what's the age groups? Is it quite sort of 16 upwards?
16?
Or?
No, certainly not. I'm glad you think I come into that category.
Well,
You are a lovely lady, Michelle. You are a lovely lady. I'll definitely come and speak to you again. No. The youngest is 10, and we don't have a ceiling limit. If older people come, we encourage them to teach. We've got many fine instructors within the band that give their time freely. Voluntary, and it's great. It is a unique club, and hopefully the Brentwood Tattoo, the local people will see, dare I say, how lucky they are to have such a group in their borough.
Have you got anybody coming down to film you on the day?
Well, I was actually going to ask you if you'd like to come and do an on the day broadcast.
I could do that.
I think that'd be really good.
I can get down there. I've got a loud voice.
Our tattoo musical director is Dr. Graham Jones, who's the president of our Brentwood Imperial Youth Band, and he was formerly Lieutenant Colonel Coldstream Guards Director of Music, who we met when we performed at the Zurich Tattoo. I don't like to mention other people, but he actually has a guest slot every so often on Classic FM. He's very well known throughout the military music scene, and it's very exciting for the mass bands when all 250 participants play together. We have got a fantastic set lined up for the mass band finale already, which all of the participants, the Royal Marines included, already have the music for.
Yeah.
We have received great support already from the Brentwood Borough Council, in particularly councillors David T, Jill Hubbard, William Lloyd, Russell Quirk and Barry Aspinall.
Yep.
But the energy and enthusiasm of our own tattoo team working group indicates that this will be a fantastic community event. So please remember the date, Saturday the 11th of July. And if you can, look up brentwoodtattoo.com.
How much are the tickets again?
The tickets will be, for side views, will be £15.
Yep.
And then for our posh seats, which they're posh because they've got a cover over the top, will be £20.
And both lots are elevated, so you can look down on
it. It's high-rise grandstand seating. We've only just come from a meeting finalising our total capacity. We do predict it will be a sellout. There'll be no tickets sold on the day. Yep. You will only be able to buy tickets beforehand.
And if people want to get stalls, because it's an all-day event, can people actually buy in to sort of have a stall there?
Or no, certainly not. No, Michelle. It's already been sorted out. We've got our exhibitors sorted, providing the vendor concessions, hog roast, the beer tents, you know, Brentwood Brewery, our own Pim's tent. We've got all different types of things. For those that do remember going to the Royal Tournament, I remember my dad taking me there every year. It was always exciting getting on the train, going up, and we've got the TA, for instance, there, and we'll be encouraging people to come and have a long picnic.
Yeah. So you're going to be going, you're doing this, and then you're going to be hopefully doing it once a year?
No, not once a year. Because it has taken up quite a lot of my time already, but we're actually hoping every other year. Let's wait and see how this goes. If this goes well and we do sell it out, absolutely, we could do this every other year. And we could even put it on for 2 days, because the grandstands are being built, and it does seem a shame just to build them for effectively what will be an hour and a half show.
Yeah. But it's what time does it kick off in the morning on the Saturday?
Not in the morning. No, we will be there early because we have to practice.
Well, there's
all
a
the bands
there. I might be there at 8 o'clock.
Well, the gates open. Yeah, gates open at 5 o'clock, Michelle.
Right. Okay.
However, with your on the day broadcast, I'm sure we'll let you in to record some of the rehearsals.
Yeah.
But the actual show will kick off at 7:15.
Right. Okay. I was just saying about filming, because do you have people coming down to actually film it?
We
on the
don't
day?
Actually at the moment.
Let's put a call out. We've got Mike Jones here. There's loads of other people listening that actually do filming, so if it's something, and it's also
absolutely,
I think Made in Essex he works, does a bit of work for as well, so if anybody's out, they'd like to come down and film the event. Well, that'd be fantastic.
It would be good, and but not just with one camera. We're looking at a few camera angles. We've got some very good photographers in the band, but with regards to DVDs, it's the editing, isn't it, that takes time. But yeah. I do think that it will be very magical. We have got a great professional lineup that are all that have all performed all over. I mean, ourselves, we've done tattoos not only in or a band fest in Los Angeles, California twice, but Belgium, France, Germany, Holland, Spain, Switzerland. And that's the same for the other groups as well, I would imagine. And certainly the Royal Marine School of Music is just... That is going to be something very, very special. Mm. They really are. And the reason they've come along is we've got... In over our 25 years, we've got contacts throughout, and we've got a chap who's currently a lovely young man who's currently studying there, and he had no problem at all asking the right people. And yeah. That's Chris Towell, and I'm very, very thankful for him. And likewise, a lady that used to be in the band has married one of the chaps. She joined the Royal Marines Band Service, and she ended up marrying someone that's in charge of recruitment. So right. As far as the Royal Marines are concerned, they potentially could have everyone signing the dotted line and going off to join the Royal Marines Band Service. But, you know, we'll wait and see if that actually happens.
Well, it's been great to be you. And your dad, who's been very quiet.
It's probably the quietest I've ever known him to be, Michelle, so thank you very much. You'll have to make sure you come to the tattoo on that day there.
Just again, if you missed the beginning bit of the interview, this will be up on the website, but just give everybody the details again of the time it starts, the date it's on, and how much the tickets are.
Yeah, it's Saturday the 11th of July at Brentwood County High School, a lovely setting on their school field. It's an open air event. The gates will open at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're encouraging everyone to be there early because the show will start. Everyone has to be seated by 6:45 yeah. in the evening. And the just remember that the tickets can only be bought from the tattoo website, which is brentwoodtattoo.com. They get released on the 2nd of April, but you can pre-register for tickets now.
And also there'll be hog roast, Pim's tent, and the fantastic lot from the Brentwood Band.
Oh, Roland.
Well.
What a great guy Roland is. Yeah. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Really exciting. We're going to do our own tattoo beer, actually, which yeah. is very exciting, yeah.
I was out at a pub once, and because I used to come in here, I used to do a bit of tasting, but I'm always driving, and I was out, and I was actually doing a gig, and I had a pint of their chocolate orange. I don't remember much about the rest of the day. It was so strong. Lovely. I was like, this is really lovely. Taste of orange. Next minute, I didn't know what day of the week it was. Fantastic beer, though.
Brilliant, absolutely. But I certainly am looking forward to trying the Brentwood Imperial, actually, is what we've decided to call it, our own tattoo beer. And obviously what we don't sell, or what Roland doesn't sell, I will buy off him at cost, hopefully, and give it to the Royal Marines as a thank you.
Oh, that's lovely. And what flavour are you going to have? Are you going to have it flavoured with anything, or just going to go with whatever?
I'll leave it on Roland's advice. He definitely knows what he's doing, Roland.
Yeah, he definitely does. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much, Michelle. I look forward to seeing you again on the day broadcasting.
Thank you. I'll do some interviews, especially if there's some nice men there. We'll keep you occupied, won't it, Dad?
Band of the
That sounds very good. Right, 12:45, here's Capital Cities. I'll be back after this.